CliffCentral.com.
All right, all right, all right. Here we are. We are live on a Wednesday. Da, da, na, 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 na. Finally. Seems to be day by day, we're like figuring out more excellent ways to do this so it isn't such a fuck up. And this morning, it seems like everything's working, more or less. I mean, you guys can hear the music, right, Sia?
Yeah, boss.
Yeah, you just pretty much guaranteed everything's going to go wrong by declaring what a success it already is 3 minutes into the experience.
No, I remember what I said was every day we discover more and more. And we try to figure out ways to make it better. Da-da-da-da-da. So Hein says he is here this morning for Tunnel Bear. That's you, Gord.
Yep. Any good bear's a Tunnel Bear.
Tunnel Bear, yes. And well done to everybody for remembering that very important unmute button, according to the dude. That's Dudley. All right, so morning, everybody. What's happening? How are you, Gordo?
Yeah, man, all good. It's up. It's early. Looking at your beautiful faces via the miracles of technology. How could it be bad?
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I hate to bring up weather talk so early, but it is getting so bright these days.
Nice, yeah. You figured out that the seasons...
Yeah, you see, that's because the Earth remains tilted at a consistent axis, but as it moves around the sun, then one half of the Earth is facing a little further forward to the sun. So you get brighter weather when we're in what we call summer, which is the sun part of the year.
Fantastic.
No, it was so bright, I actually thought I had overslept. So I woke up in a bit of a panic. I went, wait, but then no.
Oh, you mean it's bright early? Yeah.
Brighter.
Yeah, but early on, can I make? I thought you were commenting on the sun being more powerful lately, like they watched the cover of it.
I'm not about. What is the sensation?
Yeah, what is going on? It's becoming summer and it's getting so daylighty.
Hey, Gord is on our show.
What next thing you'll tell me that water trickles from the sky every now and then?
Yeah.
Gord is on our show tonight, so what now? And it's about bloody time.
Ooh.
We're doing a little bit of a gear change here on the show. So, you know, I felt like it's been good. I mean, I've enjoyed it. I don't think it's where it should be yet. And we decided tonight we're going to talk about stuff people actually care about. And the thing that we've decided to talk about this evening is something I know Gord doesn't even like talking about this because it's not his area of expertise. It's just something he's living with.
Fat bastardry.
Fat bastardry, correct.
Yeah.
And it's also something
it shouldn't be called sex tankery.
Yeah, sex tankery is a subdivision within fat bastardry. Only those of us with powerful guns.
Yeah, it's not even something I'm that interested in, frankly. But I've said things about people who are overweight and obese and all the rest of it all my life, and I haven't exactly been like a cheerleader for them. I've been accused of being a fattest and all of that stuff. So I thought, you know what, this is something that's clearly emotive, so let's get onto it. And so I invited Gord. I invited...
sequestered Gord.
I sequestered him. No, but also because you're amusing about it. You know, you've
got I just complain because I have to like get up and go do things and then get powdered and made up. I actually enjoyed it. It was a good talk and I think it was a constructive one. Just in case anybody wants the clown to dance, I wasn't actually all ridiculousness all the time. I actually got some, it was a pretty constructive show. But GC, you know what? We didn't get, obviously there's a time limit different than what it is here and you've got to give everyone a chance to talk, which is not in my nature.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to say that you've always been very nice to me and never treated me like it makes a difference to you, but I'm okay with taking a little jibed barb from time to time. I can imagine we've learned that maybe some people aren't as much.
Well, yeah. So there's this one guy, you'll meet him on the show. He weighs 300 kilograms and he wrote a tweet, but he used to be a fan and then he decided I was too mean and now he's not a fan anymore. And anyway, you got to watch the show. I'm not going to spoil everything for you now.
Yeah, it's a good show. And I don't think it was terribly depressing. I think we really opened up the subject.
Definitely. And we had Lorraine Maisel, who's well known to people on this show. So go ahead and take a look and let us know what you think this evening on ENCA, that's Channel 403, at 8:30.
And then afterwards it's
available online tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. Yes.
Yeah,
so, we'll share that left and right.
So you just gotta wait like, I don't know, 18 hours or so, and then it's on the internet, and we'll make sure we put that link up on cliffcentral.com as well. Speaking of stuff we've already recorded, Venetia has just let me know that our conversation with Lee Thompson last week, the Bachelor, the original Bachelor, apparently it made the news in a couple of news outlets, but they only quoted his comment about the low-quality girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, as usual, the media doing the great work of being honest and doing decent reporting instead of just establishing themselves as clickbait whores. Good work. Good work, you absolute craven assholes in the media. I mean, you know, this guy comes along, he unburdens himself about all the things he's been through. He talks about how mentally taxing it was for him, how difficult it was for him. He's vulnerable. He talks about how it broke down his relationship with his mother, because they were always talking about it on the show, how he was manipulated. I mean, go listen to the interview, you sacks of shit.
You think fame tastes sweet, but it actually tastes bitter.
They did touch on some of those things.
What do they grab? What's the headline? Give me the headline.
The headline is The Bachelor Essays Lee Thompson Thought of Contestants as Low Quality.
From top to the bottom.
See, you know, you guys want to know, and I'm talking here directly to people in the stupid media. I mean, the ones who write the entertainment stories. You know, these low-grade people who get churned out of Rhodes because, you know, Rhodes still has to, I suppose, give us a few students every now and then instead of just producing...
No, you're setting them off now.
Instead of just producing alcoholics. And they go there and they study something called journalism, which is pretty much dead because we live in a post-truth world. Where everything is now manipulated by, you know, either corporate will or worse than that, by political will.
Not me. That's why I stay broke. No one can own you when you're broke. Well, they can, but not if you stay broke.
Yes, but then you also can't own anything. So that's not a great
thing. So then this is me living the socialist dream. No one has shit.
So let me just get this out of my system. The idea that these people are journalists, when all they do is they go and they take an interview that we've done, where we've done all the heavy lifting for them. We've sat down with Lee. We had a nice chat to him. It was a really fun conversation. It wasn't mean-spirited. He didn't come on the air and bitch about how awful it was to be on TV. He didn't say, I can't wait to tuck into Mnet for what they did here.
Mm-hmm.
Did they quote us? Did they at least credit us?
Yes, they did. They did.
Well, that's usually...
In a recent interview with Gareth Cliff on Cliff Central, Thompson said he had true intentions of finding love on joining the show, but thought the production company Rapid Blue set him up with low-quality women.
All right. So first thing that
poor guy.
They usually don't even give us credit, so well done to whoever wrote that, because then at least you learned that while you were...
Cliff asked Thompson if he thought the women were of low quality, Thompson replied, a lot of them, yeah.
Well, he was the one who said low quality. Now they're making it look like I did. Just be honest. Just quote these things honestly. And you know what? This is why you don't get the interviews anymore if you work for... What site is this?
Well, the one I'm particularly... should we cite them?
Okay, yeah, go on. No. Yeah, we give them credit. They give us credit. Go.
Okay, well, IOL. And at least they did link to the YouTube clip.
So IOL, the reason that these people won't come...
I mean, they're a journalism outlet that can't even spell LOL.
Oh, very nice, Gordo. Very nice. Yeah, all right. Let me get over it. It's not a big deal. Let's just move on.
I don't know what happened, Gareth, but we can't
lost Gareth. We'll have to misquote Gareth, just the two of us, for the rest of the show, so yeah.
Hang on. I'll figure this out.
We can lip read. Saying.
Mouth your vowels, Gareth. We'll interpret for you. It's really not working very well.
I hate this when it doesn't work. Hang on a second, guys. All right, I'm going to come back in. Hang on.
I think it was Carl.
No, I'm coming back in. Oh, this is frustrating beyond belief. I literally plugged in my laptop and then suddenly It changed all the settings. All of them. They all were changed. So let me try and redo this. Sorry, this is very frustrating. I knew that when I was talking
about them. Oh, I'm hearing myself twice. Just hang on. God, how frustrating.
I feel like I've always got a delay on my voice now, so it feels, you know when you talk to someone and you hear it in your ears a little later? The problem with that is that it makes you feel like you're a bit slow. You know, you've lost the ability to speak properly.
Let me try this again. No, not working. Jesus. How irritating.
Let me just try again. This is going to take a few times to get it right, but we will get there. We will persevere. That's what we do. Make sure we can get this thing up and running. By the way, you can watch us live if you are on cliffcentral.com by clicking on the link there, and hopefully we'll be able to get to you live,
which would be nice.
There we go. All right. Now, let's see. Entering the room, so to speak, and then we can get this game up and running. Sia and Gord standing by.
Sick nowadays. You're not very serious about it. Gareth is back.
Better now.
Gareth is back.
You can hear me?
You're a little soft, but you're there.
Jesus. Why would the levels change on this? I don't understand.
You seem to be fine now. We were just discussing it's lovely and awkward to see people in real life for the first time in a long time, and that I get like clay in my eyes when they put makeup on me. Conversation just goes nowhere without you, Gareth.
Well, how was your experience of being on the show?
Yeah, it was cool. I always just laugh because, like, and it actually wasn't bad on your show, but normally you're so close up to lights that they powder the fat person for sweat prevention, and all they do is end up making, like, brown clay on your face. So you got it in your eyes, but it wasn't so bad.
Gordo,
that's like my gripe. That's the fat person gripe about being on TV. They put shit on your face.
It's not just fat people. They put a layer of powder on me too, and they do that because of the reflection of the lights. So it's not just sweatiness. But those studios are so warm, you know, even when they've got the air conditioning on in full, it's bloody hot. And even in the middle of winter, you feel it.
Yeah, they have to use those quiet-ass air conditioners that don't really work all that well because you don't want whirring on the set. Look at me with my technical jargon.
Look at you. All right, but you had a good time. Wow. You enjoyed doing
it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right, good. I didn't want you to have an ugly time. That was the most important.
No, we would never use that word. I'm an alternatively beautiful time.
Ooh. That are very particular.
Now, I posted a thing on Instagram yesterday with a... It's one of those little glass things. You know, you get those machines. This one I had made in Paris because I was on holiday there in, I think, 2013. It's like a glass cube that this machine actually engraves with a laser inside the glass cube. I don't know how they do it. This is the kind of thing that no matter how you explain it to me, I'm always going to have trouble understanding.
You see, I always gather evidence before jumping to my conspiracy conclusions because I firmly believed that we'd found the source of you being immortal and not aging and having Lego hair. But if it happened in 2013, I'm not entirely convinced.
I jokingly said that on Instagram, because you try to make the – listen, if you're going to post anything on the internet, please, especially if it's something to do with yourself, don't make it boring. Because people just hate that, and then it's self-serving and stupid. So I posted this thing, and I said, back in 2013, I asked a magician to trap my soul in this glass cube. Here it is, safely sealed away, where it can't harm humans.
Do you have it on hand for those people who are watching us as well as listening, you poor, bored people?
Quickly. Yeah, there are a bunch of people watching us this morning. I may as well make it visual. Hang on.
Exactly.
I think that it's a Microsoft Office product, this. So if you, like, change your mind while your foot's in the air, then it reformats your whole universe. And you never summoned a Microsoft demon when you're using Office or Word, especially. Microsoft demon. Gareth, have you never summoned a Microsoft demon?
When you're
using Excel or Word and you, like, the wind direction changes while you're talking and it fucking resets your whole document.
So this thing's
What are you talking about?
So this thing's three-dimensional.
So it's a cube about the size of a Rubik's cube. It's basically glass or Perspex or Pyrex or some see-through clear polymer.
That's so cool.
And inside it is a three-dimensional Gareth Cliff's actual soul is in that block. Yeah. You can see it from three-dimensional.
Someone has to explain to me how they make it because even if they, you know, you could use a laser, how do you get the laser to stop in the right place?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Like with, like lightsabers, they couldn't, they'd carry on lightsabering forever until impeded by a force.
I've always wanted a real lightsaber, and
everyone has, Gareth. That and a hoverboard.
You can make strong lasers that can actually set fire to things and you know, that can create a disturbance in matter around it and concentrate that light energy. But the problem is you can't make it stop. Like, you can't get to the end of the blade.
Yeah, you can't. It'll shoot forward and you'll have, like, your Schwartz will be never ending.
It'll go all the way to the moon.
Yeah, it'll go until it hits something in space. Mm. And you will have the longest Schwartz of all.
And then it can do tremendous damage because you will, you know, you switch it on and it will just keep burning whatever is in front of it. So
yeah, and the International Federation of United Space Nations with their blue fucking ship with the little wreath on the side, they'll be coming with like, secrets of sustainable energy and peaceful harmony with animals. We got to deliver at Earth, guys. We're like two centuries late. And then this rave light coming to slice them in half.
Get away.
And it'll just be some, we'll have declared war on the United Federation of Planets without even, just because some dickhead didn't know that his lightsaber wouldn't only be a meter long.
What? Where are we right now?
Deep physics. We're in the land of education is where we are, Sia. Why don't you come join us?
Carol says, I can't. Carol says this is the freakiest conversation ever, boys. Don't stop.
So many women say that to me, Carol, but they never get what they want.
And then Mr. Schmangles is saying, Gareth, you sound like you're whispering to us. Mbulelo, are my levels very low? Because I need to sort this out if we are.
We'll just monitor it as we go. You do sound slightly lower than us, slightly softer. Right,
well. It's also to do with how burly and masculine our voices are, Gareth, so don't feel threatened.
Definitely.
All right, here's as usual, every morning we get one or two personal questions. This morning, TK wants to know, Sia, are you single?
I don't know.
I think it very much depends on your profile picture, TK.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know? You know if you're in a relationship or not.
Oh, that sounds like a situationship to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, full honesty, I am in a dating phase with someone, so I don't know.
You're going on dates with someone to see whether a relationship is a prospect.
Yeah, now it's getting, don't know.
When they talk about your personal shit, it's the best, hey? Especially when you're totally unprepared.
No.
I know, I love it. That was a hard maybe, TK. That was a try again in 2 weeks. We got dates to go on and see how they go.
You miss a day, you miss a lot of my life. So let's see, hey? Tomorrow could be a different story, Scarlett.
So Caleb Mutombwa has told me some really interesting stories. He's listened to us for a while. He sent me an email about how he had to get to his job, which is in like Central Asia, and how he had to skip across borders, and it sounds like a James Bond type of adventure. It's absolutely unbelievable. But he says this morning, talking about being fat, I was one of the best rugby referees in 2016. After a MCL and ACL, that's the anterior cruciate ligament, that's in your knee, I think.
It's all about your knees, yeah.
Yeah, in 2013, I let myself go, and I put on 30 kilograms between 2017 and 19. I started a health journey in the lockdown with the help of family and two awesome coaches. I weighed 124 in March, and now I'm 100 in October. Intermittent fasting, doing CrossFit workouts for 1 hour 5 times a week, and then a 10-kilometer run at least once a week. I'm not there yet, but I can surely relate to Gord. The fat bastardry must not tire if they want to leave the nation. I'm not a full citizen of the fat bastardry land yet, but I am leaving that country.
Yeah, you've got permanent residence and an open visa to come back and visit.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, man, I'm on this this like entry level intermittent fasting vibe as well, and I lost another 6 centimeters this week. Oh. I do the maths and I go online and I do a little Google. How much weight do you lose when you lose a centimeter of belly fat? And it's like the estimate's about 1.5 kilos, but that's 9.5 kilos. So that can't be right. So even as, but I mean, it really does feel like it's falling off me. So because I've had the experience before. And so even if that result is half accurate, it's an incredible result.
Yeah, no, man, right.
Eat 7 hours of the day and not for the rest of the day. It seems to be working.
And you never feel like deprived or anything, because I feel like intermittent fasting is now the new buzzword right now.
Well, I've learned, my buddy, we got an awesome listener that his name's JP. He's been giving me advice on it. He's a bit of a religious zealot about it. And my buddy Marcus Stevens from Herbology. So there's levels. Like it's the term. You don't like skip days and not eat for days. Some people do, but not me. I just like there's 3/3 of the day. You sleep for one, you eat your 2 or 3 meals in the other, and you don't eat for the other. So you're just eating 1/3 of the time and not the other 2/3 of the time. I promise you, I feel fine. If I get hungry, it's 30 minutes before I'm supposed to eat.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. So thanks.
And then just cut the carbs, yo.
Yeah, that's the big problem, man. I mean, listen, part of the reason we did this show that you'll see tonight on ENCA is because it's such an issue for people at the moment. Lockdown was not friendly to people. It was a very difficult thing for everybody to just stay away from the snacks, no matter whether you're thin or fat. By the end of lockdown, you probably weighed a lot more than at the beginning. That's just how it was for most of us.
Except for those like really, really dedicated types who just bench pressed their house all day until you were allowed to leave it.
Yeah, like Coppins,
I saw some
like
people Coppins setting Street. Up some home exercise. Like so many people were tracking their day 12 Better Me lockdown opportunity workouts. And by like month 3, it was like trying a new pizza, only 2 left to go, and I will have had them all from Uber Eats. Think I'm going to move so that I can try new restaurants.
Yeah, but it's such, you know, such a temptation.
I have to be honest. I muted so many people during this lockdown period when I don't know if envious is the right word, or perhaps maybe I was slightly envious. When I thought, you are on too much of a good track right now, and I can't stomach that. It's actually making me nauseous. It's like, okay, we get it. You are not losing weight. Well, you're not gaining weight, and your family's happy, and your kids aren't annoying you, and you're productive at work, but screw it. I don't want to see it right now.
Yeah, those people who professionally make bad inspirational quotes with shitty fonts and a sunset, they must have coined it. I mean, that industry must have been thriving. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit in a cursive font.
With the sunrise. And
yeah, and body copy in 2 very clashing Windows fonts and at least 1 spelling error. Unless it's pontificating about how you have to be smart and don't be dumb, in which case you need many spelling errors, or the irony doesn't really effervesce to the surface.
You're going to hate this first story in the news, Gord.
Okay, I'm
because
excited.
It irritates me. Police have arrested 2 suspects after uncovering a hydroponic dacha lab in Ottery. That's in Cape Town. A tip-off led officers to the provincial detectives of the provincial detectives unit. They went off to a business park in Ferndale Drive on Tuesday morning. The police said at approximately 10:45, the members, with the assistance of the Cape Town Flying Squad, I mean, you'd think, you know, these guys were involved in like child prostitution to call in the.
So basically, the cops stole some good people's weed.
Yeah. So this is what they did. They uncovered a hydroponic cannabis laboratory comprising of dacha, drying equipment, and various dacha plants to the value of 82,000 rand. And let me tell you, you look at this, it's a beautiful.
Just some Oaks home setup. That's like a hobby taken very seriously.
Right.
You know, 50 to 100 grand home setup is like, that's not a farm. It's the equivalent of having a really nice fish tank that you spent a lot of money on.
Thank you very much. Now, again, because I always have to explain this, I have no problem with weed because personally I'm not that interested in it. But I think it's beautiful that someone took this seriously as a hobby, that they're growing this indoor stuff in it. And by the looks of things, they've got expensive lighting and air conditioning, and they really, like, it's a beautiful little lab.
I'm guessing you're seeing tents and fans and, like, watering piping going through the bottom.
So, Becky Taylor, you are a monster, and your police should not be proud of themselves. In fact, when they tell us they've bust a dacha laboratory like this. We should actually humiliate them and say to them, fuck off. Why don't you go and deal with the real problems in this country? Why don't you go stop people from murdering each other and stop women from being abused by their partners? Go and do the things that we expect the police to do to really stop people from harming themselves or harming others, more especially harming others. And leave people alone who are just busy doing what they love and causing absolutely no harm to anyone else.
Yeah, and growing it at home so they're not supporting a criminal underbelly or being, like, you know, involved in the non-taxable economy. I mean, whether they're selling or not, that's like – I also love it when you see weed or drug bust news and they're like, 200 million rand of marijuana was confiscated today in Port Elizabeth. And you're like, okay, I see six black bags of weed.
Yeah.
Like, who's buying that for 200 grand?
Well,
that's like this $5 to $10 grand worth of weed,
maybe. The police are so rotten. And I don't want them to feel proud of this. I want, because this was posted by the police on Twitter, I want people to go to that posting on Twitter and tell them, we don't care. This is not what we...
What is the police are on Twitter?
Yeah, South African Police Service. You can look it up. At SA Police Service. And we should say to them,
it's going to be a party. That's almost worth rejoining Twitter just to go fuck with them.
Yeah. Well,
how would you do that, God?
I would say to them, nobody cares. Like, this is a
waste. I'd say exactly what I think. I'd try to confuse them. I'd ask really stupid questions. And I'd also give, like, I'd give my opinion on how important the work they do is. I'd be super facetious. It would be hysterical. But I'd have to be on Twitter for that. So it would never be worth it.
I hear you. I wouldn't want to go on Twitter.
Voluntarily being on Twitter is like every day waking up and the first thing you do is take a 20-step run-up and soccer kick the corner of your bed with your little toe as hard as you can, and that becomes part of your daily ritual.
But really, I mean, look at how the police are proud of themselves for this. Look at how they're like patting themselves on the back for essentially busting someone's – frankly, even if it was 82,000 rands worth of dacha. I mean, you could.
Someone needs that 82 grand.
Sure.
And they probably could be, but probably aren't using it to fund their hitman business.
No.
Nobody really knows what the law actually is with regard to, because there was like a bill passed and then it hadn't been acted into law yet. And apparently you're allowed to smoke and grow in your own house, but then apparently you're not. But body corporate rules and legal rules are different. And nobody knows whether they're allowed to fucking smoke weed or not.
I just think
nobody's ever cared what the law says. We just don't want to get arrested and fined or pay a bribe, hypothetically.
I think this is exactly the kind of thing you're turning ordinary people into criminals. No one who is growing weed, even if it is in quantities that are slightly more excessive than they need, no one who's doing that is necessarily the worst person in society, if you ask me. We have bigger fish to fry, and this irritates me. I'm all for the broken window syndrome, where you don't let any criminal behavior happen in a neighborhood in order to keep the people safe in there. But you look at this thing. This is not being run by someone who's, you know, some dodgy underground character. Whoever this is, they're just trying to grow some high-quality weed, and frankly, they seem to be very devoted to the task. Now, if you're going to put people like that in jail, you're going to find yourself steadily losing public support if you're in the police, and you should lose public support. So let's move on.
It's like the police are pleased to announce that we fucked one of you over really, really badly.
Right.
Come to us anytime for friendly police service.
Yeah, if you have some time today, just go and respond to the police tweet and say to them, we don't care.
Like just ask if you can be invited to the smoking session that will ultimately become of all that weed.
Or say to them, we're not impressed with you doing this. Go and fight some real crime. You know?
You guys are either going to smoke or sell this. Can I please buy it or smoke it with you?
A cleaner that has been accused of raping a woman at a COVID-19 quarantine facility in Mossel Bay has been denied bail. Clinton Hotnick is his name. He appeared in the Mossel Bay Magistrates Court on Tuesday. He was arrested shortly after it emerged that a 20-year-old woman had been attacked while under quarantine at a facility. Again, like here's someone really bad. I mean, imagine raping someone when they're in quarantine for COVID-19. Monster. Residents in Tsepiso Township in Vereeniging say that they continue to live in sewage, as they have for many years now. They claim to have received little help from the municipality. They say that they'll come to fix this, but they're also complaining about a manhole that's been damaged. They say there's nothing they can do until they receive the pipe that they need for it to be fixed. The Emfuleni municipality says there's more to this than meets the eye. We have illegal structures, people who have built their own homes on top of the infrastructure. As a result, they're given enough weight to break the system, and that's why the pipes you find are always flushing back because they have collapsed. Well, you're the municipality. Sort it out. Not making excuses for you, and you shouldn't make excuses for yourself.
With the one area, a pipe has taken years to find and install.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just dig a new pipe. Takes less than years.
Just lay
don't have to find it.
Lay some
put
pipe.
Put it in a convenient place. Just yeah. When in doubt, lay some pipe, Gareth.
That's exactly
I've been saying it. Yeah. I've been saying it for years.
A rocket built by Jeff Bezos has tested technology designed to return humans to the moon in 2024. Are you excited by this?
Yeah, they're one of three lunar lander systems to be United Launch Alliance, I think, and Bezos and the Amazon homies, Blue Origin, and SpaceX. They've all had their plans approved to go to the next phase of prototyping lunar landing modules. But we all know that the SpaceX Starship is going to be the one that rules because the other ones are ugly and they don't look cool.
The new Shepard rocket, which is developed by Blue Origin, can land vertically on the ground after returning from space. But so can SpaceX's one, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, in theory, that's the idea. But SLS is being built for multiple – the Starship is being built for multiple purposes. One of them is to land on the moon and land on Mars. So it's like one big rocket. You can live in it. You can land it. It can be your base on the moon, and it can fly away again. Lands on its bum.
Well, NASA tweeted out, congratulations to Blue Origin for another successful new Shepard mission, completing the first integrated test of our precision landing technologies. Our engineers look forward to analyzing the data and preparing for the next flight. Nice.
Okay, well, this is, they've tested something. Like about a week and a half ago, NASA announced that the plans for three lunar modules had been approved, but this is obviously Bezos now testing theirs, which is also good. It's good. As much as I'm a SpaceX fan, having competition. Independent, privately, not private, necessarily privately owned, publicly owned, but independent corporations competing is the way to take the stuff forward.
Just humor me with this. Do you not think that people like Elon Musk and Bezos are in some texting group?
And they rivals
each other. I'm sure they do. They just
they do that on Twitter. I do it publicly. Oh, okay. I do it on Twitter. It's actually super.
My rocket is bigger than yours, and I'll just put in $100 million into this new development. And oh, you can't figure it out.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
And it pushes humanity forward. This is lobster theory from Jordan Peterson. All humans get a better ocean when the lobsters start going to space.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of people who agree on this. Here's a point of view from Beth. She says lockdown has destroyed all public faith in the South African police.
Yeah, because there was so much to begin with.
Yeah.
I remember the last thing I saw when I closed the door was my giant faith in the police running to get inside. Wait for me. And I said, no, they're closing now. Come, faith in the police. I need you. And then I don't know what became.
All right, then finally.
You had to shut that door.
Finally,
I was a volunteer reservist until lockdown. I was just so disgraced by it that I quit.
Police in Milan have said that they arrested a 39-year-old Italian woman who was working for a cardinal. Apparently, she was paid 500,000 euros by this cardinal Becciu. She says that she was arrested after an Interpol warrant was issued at the Holy See's request. So there's fraud at the Vatican.
Normally you expect it to have been something worse. It's just money.
I know. For a change, it's not like kiddie fiddling or anything.
Yeah.
So in interviews with Italian media, Mrs. Marogna confirmed that she had been paid 500,000 by the cardinal through a company that she operated in Slovenia. She said she received the money to provide parallel diplomacy to help missionaries in conflict areas. Oh, yeah. Try and disguise it as good work.
Oh, Mrs. Marogna.
But so bribing governments and military organizations to let the missionaries in.
Yeah.
Or paying that much just to do a lot of missionary. What was the cardinal's name? It sounded super Star Wars villain.
Cardinal Becciu.
Oh, yeah. He's a Sith Lord for absolute certain, or she. I don't know if cardinals – do women have rights in the Catholic Church yet?
Absolutely not. Certainly,
I know they granted them same building rights a few years ago where they can all worship in the same church, but I don't know if that's voting and driving this yet.
There is not one woman cardinal. So Cardinal Becciu is, he does look like a Sith Lord.
Oh, and I have such a specific picture of what Mrs. Marigny looks like. She has a bit of a stache going on, ginormous breastises.
You're imagining this, or are you looking at an actual picture?
I'm imagining
this. This is in your mind. A cardinal. Yes. This is not Cardinal Becciu. It's Lady...
No, Marigny, Mrs. Marigny, yes. And then as she was called to authorities, she put on her best outfit, but it's an outfit that she's had since the 90s. So it is just, you know, floral and bright orange almost.
I think this woman looks like the mum from the Goonies in the Fratelli family. Remember her?
I don't remember the mum from the Goonies.
Did you?
That.
Did you ever watch Throw Mama from the Train?
Not that I can remember.
That's Sylvester Stallone one.
No, that isn't that shot. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
One of the. I think it's the same actress. There's this old. Mom. She was this old grumpy looking lady who used to wear like a black beret. And she had short sort of, you know what I mean.
Jeez, yeah. Turn your volume on your mic down before you enjoy life that much. The old people aren't ready for you.
just look up Mama.
Yes, that lady.
Yeah, Mama Fratelli from the Goonies. That's the woman. That's who I think she looks like.
So basically, the Catholic like Church for funneling money illegally into places where the law is not so black and white.
Correct.
Okay.
Sons of bitches.
I mean, they do worse. I mean, they're trying to like get money in for missionaries. I don't know if it turns out that you're using an Estonian lady to help you with money for missionary, then you got to sort of look into it a bit more closely when it's the church.
Now, I know Gord spoke about this last time we were on, but I did enter the draw. I didn't win anything. I said I would. I'd tell you if I didn't win. I wouldn't tell you if I did win. But here's a
you
nice...
do know that's still very telling. If you are telling us if you will not win, the day you don't tell us, we'll know that you have won.
I still think Gareth might have won, and he's just trying to trick us.
If you ask me directly, I'll just deny it. But here is a product on lottoland.co.za, the same guys we spoke to last week. We spoke to Mareka. The Eurojackpot Go is now standing at 1.1 billion rand. Okay, that's the Eurojackpot. The Go products are drawn every hour. And if you don't match any number, you get your money back. How's that?
1.1 billion would solve 1.100% of my problems.
Oh, man. Every single one of mine. All of them. I would not have any problems. And I know that people go, money's not going to solve any problems. Makes it a damn sight easier if you do have any problems.
My football team would still suck and be managed by the devil, and be owned by the devil if I had a billion rand, because it's not enough to buy. If I won 4.4 million pounds, I'd buy Manchester United and fix the whole world.
4.4 billion pounds you'd need.
Yeah, you need 4 billion pounds. But I mean, hey, 1.1 billion rand is not a bad start to getting my life fixed. Dude, so it'll solve all problems except the ownership of Manchester United.
So this product is drawn every hour. If you don't match any numbers, so let's say you do not get one number on the card that you bought, you actually get your money back. But if you match one number, obviously they take your money. If you match all of them, then you win the 1.1 billion rand. That is on lottoland.co.za. Lottoland is licensed with the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. You have to be 18 or older to place a bet. Winners know when to stop. The National Responsible Gambling toll-free counseling line is 0800-006-008. That's 0800-006-008.
And if you are a responsible gambler, like me, that feels like a really – if you're going to gamble on something every now and then to a small extent, it's going to be the 1.1 billion rand lotto. Thanks for asking. And you want to play the scratch card? You could win 15,000 rand in cash or a pair of Nikes. No, I want to play that 1.1 billion rand lotto. Thanks.
Damn right. Yeah. Oh, who would you give it to if you – decided to be really generous, who would be the first person you'd give
money
to?
I'd give it to anyone who consents, Gareth.
No, Gord. No money, Gord. Not that he'd give it to.
Anyone who consents professionally. No, just kidding.
Sia thinks this is hilarious.
What is our broke Sia? Your life is just conditioned in puns. That is all
It's the way. This is the way of the gourd.
Mm-hmm. Because the gourd will provide.
No, I mean, obviously you'd first help out family and immediate friends, you know, the ones that really
change my identity, get extensive plastic surgery, a whole new background, and I'd just be an eccentric squillionaire that came out of nowhere living in Guam.
Guam. That would be your
place. Or somewhere where they would never find you.
All right. Heinz says, Gord, you're a pipe layer. You're not just a sex tank.
Thank you, friend. Obviously, you have ladies in your family or personal female friends, and you've heard the reports. Appreciate the feedback.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
After listening to your rant about COVID lockdowns yesterday, Gareth, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the Great Reset conspiracy. To me, it does seem something to be concerned about. The World Economic Forum head seems like the lizard of all lizards. Who's the head of the World Economic Forum? Now, I need to look this person up. I know this is embarrassing because we should really know these things. World Economic Forum head. I don't know who this is.
Professor Klaus Schwab.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, he does look like a lizard. He was born in Ravensburg in Germany. Yeah, he sounds.
Ooh.
Yeah. He does look like a
little. He does look a little villainous.
Mm. He's a bad man.
Shame. We don't know anything about Professor Schwab, and already we're calling him villainous. He probably, like, I don't know.
He's a bad
makes
man.
Makes trifle for his family on a Sunday afternoon. I mean,
he's a very bad man. I can tell just by looking at someone.
What are the telltale signs, Garrett?
He looks like Palpatine from Star Wars.
On this show, we encourage rational discourse and the sharing of reasonable ideas. And while I'm here largely to disagree with Gareth on his politics, I do stand with him on the concept of people who look like Star Wars villains should be immediately convicted. Just on sight.
No.
There's a reason Sith Lords all look the same. That dark side shit starts to make you look Sithy. And that's how. It's like smoking for too long. You can spot people from across the airport. Stop hiring Sith Lords to manage fucking big organizations with people's money. If a small green oak in a brown hoodie that could float was suddenly made in charge of something, I'd be behind him. Especially if he put the predicate of his sentences first all the time. Pleased to be your minister of education, I am. Like, oh, cool. We get budgets. We have children. We will educate. I'm with this guy. No background checks needed on him.
With bad grammar. English.
No.
English. Shall I not teach?
Professor Schwab looks like he's forgotten to not wear his pajamas in a couple of Zoom meetings. He looks innocent.
Don't know about
he's
that.
Forgotten to not wear his, so he's remembered to wear, to
his,
wear
well,
his
he's
pajamas.
Worn his pajamas for a couple of meetings. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, I don't know. This video conferencing stuff is really annoying because there are people.
Oh, it's magical, dude. It's not foolproof, but how cool is it?
What I mean is that there are people who don't put on their cameras, and you can tell they're not paying attention at all. Like, I was in a meeting last week, and everybody else was not on camera except me. So I eventually switched mine off, too. And the temptation then is to, you know, move things around on the table in front of you, to open up a browser, to go and check your email. You know what I mean. It's just an invitation for people to not be doing the right thing, and that is concentrating. Hey, Gord's not concentrating. He's just got Blackie Chan.
I'm joking, Blackie Chan, yeah.
Blackie Chan
well,
just
not concentrating. Yeah. I also think it just shows how many people, and this is way worse in real life, but in the digital meeting world, it's also how many people just don't need to be in that meeting, just have nothing to contribute. Like in business, in big companies and in general, there's the CCing culture. It's like everybody needs to watch me work and know what I'm doing every day in case it's relevant to you later. Like, there's people who will CC you on everything they do. It's like, why do I need to know? I've got to read your long, poorly spelled email before I can know it wasn't important, which it wasn't.
Yep.
Yeah, these people are literally being CC'd in real life. Well, in real time, in-person CCA.
Well, I do not disagree with you at all.
Here's that story if you want to know about this Great Reset conspiracy. So Sky News host Rowan Dean, and this is from Sky News in Australia, says the next World Economic Forum in Davos has morphed from a jet-setter climate fest into a sinister anti-democratic enterprise designed to destroy your jobs, steal your prosperity, and rob your kids of a future. It is a hardcore leftist eco-horror show replete with quasi-fascism. Yo, how's that?
You see, people give governments worldwide, locally, always so much credit. Like, these guys can't do anything well or, you know, sorry, Blackie Chan's at war with the Leaf. I just need to take it away from her. I'll be right back. But first, like, it's such a complex, like, the truth is too simple to be believed. It must be some sort of ultra complicated shit show that makes my imagination feel excited. It's like, guys, a global conspiracy. These governments within countries don't even like each other. They don't, you know, one party replaces another and all those programs get canceled. Like,
they can't.
Everyone's divided on everything and incompetent about everything except this one thing that we all share.
Like imagine if our government were even competent enough to be able to sort out the problems we already have, let alone the ones that they haven't even started creating yet. You know, our government
would agree to comply and just fuck it up. They'd be like, okay, cool, Illuminati, we've got our instructions, you know, poison the Vaal River, extinct a couple of key bird species, you know, a couple of government assassinations, just completely fuck it up.
They would fuck
it up. World Illuminati would be like, geez, South Africa, you had like one job.
If you want proof that governments actually can't conspire against the people of that country, not as effectively as they once maybe could when they controlled information and all the rest, just look at how disastrous the implementation of lockdown has been for the most part all across the country and all across the world. I mean, they haven't got it right. It's been a total disaster, and all it has led to is more problems for these countries and not less. And it hasn't necessarily, as we discussed the other day, saved very many lives. So it's very weird. If it is 100% proven that China, this is according to Givenson, who's just sent us a message, created and distributed the COVID, would it be justified for the US and its allies to declare a hot war against China?
No, because no one's being hot warred. You take up arms to defend yourself, your territory, and your positions, not to prove how angry you are. Like, no, they didn't hot war you. Don't hot war them. Is it good enough reason to go and have a bombs and guns war? No?
I think those days are kind of behind us. I think if there are wars to be had now, there will be propaganda wars. There will be information wars. There will be wars where drones will come into play, but it's not going to be like soldiers landing.
But this is also the kind of thinking that's exactly the same as the fascist leftists that we just had a long complaint about. Like, you asking on a public platform if someone with an audience agrees it's time to go in war, and then hopefully if enough people agree with you, then it's wartime.
Like,
doesn't matter what the public thinks it's time for. You don't go to war, and hopefully governments have got sensible enough people to realize that. When you go to war, when you look and go outside, oh, look, there's soldiers. Guess we're at war.
Yeah. They can't manage anything as it is. I can't see.
I mean, look at America, right? They'd be leading the conspiracy, and like, they can't agree on anything at all, not even hello, in their debates and their meetings. Like, this such a divided country with such different views on policy. You think if the red incumbent wanted to get involved in the conspiracy, the blue opposition wouldn't do everything in their power just to make it not work, even if it was for everyone's greater good.
I'm so tired of these platitudes that politicians constantly throw around, you know, about how good they are and how much they care about people. I just want you to listen to this nutcase, Nancy Pelosi. She really is as senile as Joe Biden. She may even be worse. And she's got this smirk on her face the whole time. I just want you to listen to this, because this is absolutely unbelievable. She's unhinged. This is Nancy Pelosi, right? The Speaker of the House in the United States, with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. Listen to this quickly. She's she makes absolutely zero sense. Let me see if I can get her on here.
Go ahead.
Let me make this sound come through properly. Okay, Wolf, let's hear what you have to say. Ah, for God's sake. No, I can't get it to work. Anyway, go and watch. See, she made an appearance on CNN. You could get this on YouTube. I'm not going to play it. It's too long anyway. And she's, first of all, smirking at the camera. Now, the story is that the the Democrats are not passing a bill to give immediate financial relief to America, to businesses, to parents, to all kinds of things. You know, there's a huge desire at the moment for people to bridge the gap that so many people have been forced into by COVID and by the lockdowns. So the Republicans and Donald Trump have said, okay, we're going to make this money available. It's a stimulus bill, so to speak. And Nancy Pelosi has blocked it because she doesn't want Donald Trump's name to be on the check that each American family gets. So she's she's going ballistic at Wolf Blitzer.
If I had the $1.1 billion, I'd employ an oak called William, and his job title would be Stimulus Bill, and his job would be to procure everything illegal for me that I need. And when you add a Joel, and your rented company is like, hey, we need some of this and some of that, I'll be like, no problem, I'll call Stimulus Bill, and then we'll get Stimulus Bill.
That's hilarious. So you'd actually have a person called Stimulus Bill.
Yeah, I just knew exactly where you were going with that. My grandfather used to say that, Gordon. It's not funny.
Your grandfather was a dapper gentleman, is what he was. Okay. And his priorities right. Look at the beautiful grandson.
Please have the William, please.
Yes, that's never going to stop being funny. Some jokes are timeless.
I agree. I think that is funny, Sia. So judgmental.
It's like a knock-knock formula. It works because it's so simple. Simple. Suspense, misdirect, payoff line. Easy.
Okay, this is not an analysis of a knock-knock joke, okay? Let's just calm that down.
Right. Okay. Right, well, Gordon.
So stimulus bill didn't pan out in the States because they couldn't get along well enough to conspiracy together.
Gordo's chosen a song for us, and when we're back in a little while, we will take your thoughts and calls and your suggestions and whatever else is on your mind. All you need to do is get onto 0797482090 if you want to message us, or watch us live this morning by following the link on cliffcentral.com. What's this song, Gord? Yellow Wolf.
Lightning in a Bottle by Yellow Wolf. Yellow Wolf's the shit. He's gone from an artist I really like to like my top five MCs ever to like my top five artists. He's just a total genius.
Cliffcentral.com.